For the rest of the show, we're looking into the relationship between people and nature, travelling first to the United States, to sunny California. The Western state is known for its long coastline, beaches and redwood trees. Perhaps it's just as much known for its technological innovation, massive freeways and a car-centric culture. That doesn't sit too well with John Sears. The activist is fighting to save California's natural spaces. And how?
That's a clue for you. He's enlisted the help of his three mules and embarked on a mission to raise awareness about man-made development across the western United States. Hermione G reports.
On a sunny September afternoon, John Sears and his three mules are camped out on a hillside overlooking the stunning California coast.
You never know.
But even here, the sound of the nearby Pacific Ocean is drowned out by the almost constant traffic of cars, helicopters, and small planes.
It's always with you. The noise is always with you. It causes a tremendous amount of stress. The natural world is not being respected. It's not being recognized. The man-made world has to be brought into balance. We've been made totally dependent on this man-made created world. And for us, it's a dead world. It does not give us what we need to want to live.
Now 67 years old, Sears has been traveling the western United States with the mules in search of the natural world for more than 30 years.
The white one is Little Girl. And then the one over on the right is Lady. And then the Palomino there is Hootie Doo.
Hey, hey!
My legal name is John Sears, but my real name is Mule. Because why do I say it's real? Because I live with these mules and the way of life they bring and the energy they have, and I'm totally dependent on it. And so I call myself a mule, and that is my name.
Mule and his companions head south in the winter and north in the summer, walking during the day and camping outdoors at night. Sears used to earn a living trimming trees. He retired 13 years ago and now lives on his small pension as he travels the country. But it's a way of life that's increasingly difficult to maintain.
They need what I call mule time. They need to be able to just move around on their own and make their own decisions and their own choices. And it's always a challenge to find a place where we can do that. The cities now have sprawled. You step out of one, you step into another. They all have the same rules, and they're all designed to exclude any and all venues other than the suburban model of life. And we'll stop someplace, a vacant lot, surrounded by houses and buildings, and people will call the police, and they cite us, and it's a constant challenge to deal with that. But we don't shirk from it, because we can't. We're not going into the cities to challenge the authorities. We're going into the cities because they're everywhere.
Even outside of the cities, Mule says it's becoming harder to find places to stop. As if to prove his point, today a ranger from the Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, pulls over and tells Mule he has to move on.
This area is closed.
I'm saying.
Well, I'm telling you, it's closed to public. It's public land, and this area is closed.
It's public land. It belongs to you. It belongs to me.
It
belongs to
this lady. I understand.
The BLM owns 245 million acres across the western U.S., and all its lands are open to the public, unless posted otherwise.
You are on public land.
I'm on public land. I got a right to be here and use it. And
if it's open, it is not open.
It is open.
It is
not
open.
There's no fence. There's no gate. There's no notification that it's closed. You have to be walking. Operating on some kind of authority.
BLM land is not available for sale, but its use can be restricted under certain conditions. In this case, the land has been set aside for new cell phone towers, but the signs aren't yet in place. Mule and the ranger resolve the issue amicably, and they're allowed to stay until the next morning. But Mule says it shows how people's access to unadulterated land is under constant threat.
Previously, we spent all our time out in national forests and BLM lands. It was nice. We were basically by ourselves, somewhat. The woods now are full of four-wheelers, and there's a lot of people. You see people all the time. And then we became aware of so many schemes to take the public land and privatize it, commercialize it. We saw it disappearing right under our eyes.
Mule advocates a multi-use trail system with places to stay the night, to connect communities, he says. People need to reconnect with the natural world, he adds, before it's too late.
We understood we had to do something, and we could not stand and watch it anymore. And so what could we do? The message was obvious. It was given to us, take what you are, take the way you live right into the heart of the megatropolis, and be seen, be true to this way of life, and show it to people, and impress on them that this is not something they want to lose. We cannot live disconnected from nature.
Paradoxically, this realization has sent Mule into the city, what he calls the megatropolis, recently taking his mules across the Golden Gate Bridge into the heart of San Francisco's financial district.
People, when they see these mules and the energy they carry, the response is just overwhelming. We see smiles come on, glum faces, neighbors talking to each other. The mules represent nature, the energy of nature. They carry it with them. They represent happiness. They are happiness. The energy these mules carry, the energy that flows through trees and brush and grass and clean water, that is happiness. And that's what the man-made world cannot provide. The man-made world provides glitz and gadgetry. In the short term, it bedazzles you. But in the long term, it leaves you empty. It cannot replace your connection to nature. That's what we see as our job in coming here, is to wake people up, and it is very gratifying. We are having an effect.
As much as he bemoans gadgetry, there's no escaping it. Mule carries a small solar panel and laptop wherever he goes, and is also on social media. People can follow his journey via a mule tracker on his website, 3mules.com. That's the number 3, MULES.com.